Hello, and welcome to Star Case Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Zvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Star K. Today, we are going to meet Morris. Morris's son just got engaged, and to save money on the offer of Kiddush, Morris has decided to self-cater the event in his shul. But wait, Morris, do you know that there are some key Kashrus issues that you have to consider as any reliable kosher certified caterer would before catering such an event? Pre-planning is the best strategy to guarantee that the simcha will encounter a minimum amount of glitches. First of all, which kosher certifications does your shul permit? Does it require that all baked goods be Pas Yisrael and or Yashon? Can you purchase boxed bakery goods from the supermarket? Or must the baked goods come from a Shomer Shabbos bakery? If the Kiddush will be dairy, do the dairy products have to be Cholov Yisrael? Or will Cholov Stam products fit the bill? If your shul only allows Yashin baked goods, do you know that Yashin does not just include breads, cakes, and cookies, but other products such as jarred gefilte fish, Lakshin kugels, and even potato kugels that may be made with flour? Morris, you also need to find out the shul's policy about prepared food that is brought into the shul from a takeout store. Which hashgachas would be acceptable? Do you know, Morris, that when passing through the hands of a non-frum person, meat and fish items require two simonim, seals, and cheese, dairy, and bakery goods require only one simon? Will someone be responsible for checking that the items coming into the shul have a reliable kosher hechsher and are properly sealed? And what is the shul's policy regarding home-baked items? Does it require kosher supervision for the beautiful simcha cakes you are planning on having your daughter bake? If you are buying potato chips and pretzels, does your shul require that they have to be Bishul Yisrael or Pas Yisrael? Of course, someone needs to be responsible for opening all unopened cans, bags, boxes, and bottles before Shabbos. And don't forget, if you are going to be throwing candy bags at the chosen and the kiddush is fleishik, those candies need to be parif. If you are serving wines and liquors, what is your shul's policy regarding them? Does all wine need to be mevushul? Make sure that any liqueurs have reliable kosher supervision. When it comes to cooking foods, like cholent or potato kugel, do you know that all fires must be turned on before Shabbos by an observant Jew to avoid problems of Bishul Akum? And, since no cooking can take place on Shabbos itself, do you know that all foods should be fully cooked before Shabbos? Well, Morris, now that you hear how involved self-catering is, when it comes to kashrus, you might want to reconsider hiring a reliable kosher-certified caterer. In the meantime, Mazel Tov. Until next time, take care.